According to Dean Williams from the state's Division of Juvenile Justice, the Step Up program arose from the anti-youth and gang violence effort that began about 4 years ago. One of the recommendations arising from a citizens and agency representative group was directed toward expelled or suspended youth who did not qualify for existing alternative education programs.
Nationwide research, of course, confirms what we all already know anecdotally, that these youth represent a high risk to become criminally or gang involved. At the very least, they are less likely to earn a living wage.
Williams explained that prospective step-up students are those who did not commit minor infractions like excessive tardiness or alcohol possession that leads to in-school suspension, especially now with the newly expanded in-school suspension program started this year by the Anchorage School District. But neither was their behavior so bad that it led to incarceration. Williams says their rule breaking is more likely to involve shoving another student or fighting in school.
The irony, of course, is that if a youth was heading down the long stint at a juvenile facility such as McLaughlin, their educational opportunities would greatly increase. The problem was they had to commit more crimes in order to be eligible for a second chance at getting their education back. So the Step Up program was developed to give a second chance to kids who don't qualify for other alternative school programming.
Williams adds, these are the kids who are at the greatest risk. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como complimented individuals and groups who helped create the new alternative facility. But her greatest praise was accompanied by an invitation.
I really do commend the students for taking a chance, coming back into our system. We want you to get back into the system once you're ready to apply to be reinstated so that you can make a progress toward that high school diploma. In my mind, the most critical thing young people can acquire today at a minimum is a high school diploma, because then your options are open.
Governor Sean Parnell, whose early arrival that morning allowed him a chance to talk individually with the students, offered them a personal example.
The choices I made when I was 16 enabled me to be here today and doing a job that I love on behalf of our citizens. So I really want to paint a vision for you of success coming out of Step Up, that this is a community program, this is a community partnership that is about helping you create that future that you want to create for yourself and that's possible, things that you cannot even dream or think imaginable at this point.
The governor also promised state backing for the Step Up effort.
I'm really here to put the mantle of support from the state and say, yes, we are with you, Step Up. We're gonna work with you, partner with you on this.
Thursday morning's open house packed the small ground floor office suite next to the 9-star school on 4th Avenue. There were school board members and district staff, police officers, students, agency, and United Way officials. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan and U.S. Attorney Karen Loeffler both spoke. Glancing about the crowded room, Williams turned to expenses. He said, while the program was not costless, it is lean.
The Step Up program is clearly not a high-ticket item. The fact that you're all standing around here because you can't sit down, there's not enough room for you to sit down, it should be the first clue. Anchorage School District did hire one new teacher for this program, but with some exceptions, much of this program represents a reallocation of resources. Our plan is to have 12 students in the program this year and grow to 25 students over the next year.
With the exception of a half dozen or so new computers, the facility does have a Spartan but welcoming quality. Williams said, including the reallocations and that newly hired teacher, the total cost for Step Up's first year's operation comes to about $200,000. He said it's money well spent, for Step Up funding looks pretty good when compared to the amount needed if those suspended kids who had no school available began causing more trouble, either within gangs or simply on their own. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.